All right. Morning, everybody. So actually, really good assignments came in this week. I know I haven't responded to everybody yet, but I sent a couple of them out. So please, the ones we send out, we send them out for a reason. So you guys take the time to read my comment and then the student's assignment that came in. Some really good bullet points came in just in light of the opportunity to continue. And isn't that what we have today? It seems like God's given this country an opportunity to continue for a few more years. Some sanity has prevailed, but now the hard work begins, right? Once the Lord says, okay, I'm opening the door here, you got another day to go. Now the hard work starts. And I think that's what it is. The opportunity to continue is we got more hard work to do. It's easy. It's easy. I know for me, it's easy to get complacent. It's easy to get complacent. I think if for me, that's probably the one thing. It's easy to do to think I've got it from here. Okay, good. Everything's okay. Everything's going to be good. And then the Lord just happens to bring reminders almost on a daily basis that, no, I don't got it from here. And no, there is no time to get complacent. You got work to do. So praise God that we have work to do. We can pinch ourselves. We're alive. You can feel it. You can feel the pain when you get pinched. You feel the pain when a life hits you, slaps you across the face every once in a while. And then we get the euphoria and the joy. You know, we can rejoice in things. Good things happen. We rejoice in it. And then what do we got to do? We got to get our heads down and we get back to work. And then this morning, I think it's probably a very apropos from praying for the opportunity to go into the haunting and the warning. Because that's what that, you know, there is an enemy at hand and we're always having to go to battle. So we don't take our armor off ever, but we're always got it on, and we always have to be hyper vigilant and hyper aware of what's going on every day. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the United States of America. We thank you that this country in which we can live in, and Lord, we can get excited when we see good things happen, and it seems like a tide has turned somewhat. And we also thank you that this isn't the end. This is just the beginning. And it's the beginning of hard work that's before each one of us. We can always like to sit back. You know, there's times we want to sit back and say, oh, I just need to relax. But no, it's time to take a breath, pray, be steadied up, be in your word, and to get back to work. And we thank you for that opportunity to continue today, to get back to work. And you bring those you bring those warnings, you bring those things into our lives where we got to pay attention, where you show us we need to be paying attention. And we thank you for the opportunity to pay attention to what we've been given. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We do lift it up into your hands to our King of King and Lord of Lords, the Lord Jesus Christ, in whom we trust. Amen. Amen. As Pat was closing, really made me think about that when he's talking about at the end there, haunting, the devil telling you how to fail, warning is telling you how to win. The other thing it's talked about is, if I don't want to do it, it's probably what needs to be done. You know, one is I don't want to do it, the other is intoxicating. But it made me think about, you know, it's always, many times it's inconvenient. If it's inconvenient, it's probably what needs to be done. You know, you know, and it's a lot of times I think we need to just, I'll put it, for me, it's like shut up and listen. You know, because the psalmist in Psalm 46, you know, it's a verse that we're most of us, if we've read scripture, we're familiar with. But Psalm 46:10, the Lord says this, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You know, it's like, be still, sit down, shut up, and listen. And sometimes, for me, that's exactly what I need to do. You know, and not get anxious, not get worried, but just know he has it. He's in control. And we can pray. Like I said, now the work begins. You know, now the work begins. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that want to distract us, get us you know, on a different track. So let's just pray as we close here this morning. Lord, we thank you for this morning, and we thank you for this lesson, the haunting and the warning. And oh Lord, we want to be those every day that we're taking heed of the warnings. And when those inconvenient tasks come up and the inconvenient things to do, that we're willing to say, oh, I see what the Lord wants today. I got to do that inconvenient thing. To stay steady, to stay with our companies, our businesses, our employees, our families. Lord, you've put us in such a position, and it's called fiduciary, and we thank you for that position that you've gifted us with. It's a gift, and we have to embrace it and see it as that. And now we just want to continue to pray for our country. We thank you for President Trump. We pray for this man, Lord, that he would heed the warnings and forge ahead in this country, that we would there would really be a turning from these. Boy, there's a lot of hauntings going on in this country. We can read, you know, Romans 1, and we see it all around us. And so we just pray for somehow, Lord, you would just push through, and that there would be a turning to righteousness, and there would be a turning to Jesus Christ, because that's what this country needs. We need to be getting on our knees before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that's in whom we put our trust. Lord, our trust is in our King, the Lord Jesus Christ, today. And we just pray for, as we can pray for the peace of Jerusalem, we pray for the peace of the United States of America as we move forward now. We commit this day into your hands. We thank you and praise you for what you're doing. We thank you for our companies. We thank you for the few inconvenient things we have to do today that just keep us turning back towards you and on track. We pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.